come in my life, oh Lord. Come in my life, oh Jesus. Yeah. Maybe some of you need to sing. Come in my life, oh. My nation, oh, come in my life, oh Lord. We need you in every part. Oh, come in my life, oh Jesus. Just invade every place we go to, just invade it. Let us be the light wherever we go. Darkness runs from light. It's not the other way around. Yeah, darkness runs from light. Any area where there's darkness, just know this, that darkness runs from light.
Holy Spirit,
store knows you're all we want. You're all we want. And Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Sing Holy Spirit.
I'll find my battles. Picture of like the pool of Bethesda just being like right up here where like the waters would begin to stir. But what I got from that particular vision was Jesus was highlighting like in the scriptures when things like that happen and people would go and people waited in anticipation. Like when Jesus would come and the stories would happen and people were already waiting for Jesus to come. And he didn't have to touch them, or he didn't have to have people come and pray over them for people to get healed or people to get the things that they were needing from the Lord or wanting or anticipating. It was their faith that made them well, the faith that caused those things, the obedience in doing the things that Jesus is asking. So in that, I just kept seeing the waters being stirred up here. The water's being stirred, and there's been an anticipation, but it's that next step, that faith, that stepping out and asking, not for somebody to come and pray for you, because you don't need that. Jesus is here, and his authority that's in you is already ready. And so I don't know who that's for. It's probably even just for myself. But just know, if there's something that you've been waiting for, something that you've been anticipating and praying and being steadfast for, step out and step in. It's your faith that causes those things to happen. It's your faith that allows him to move. The authority's already there. Amen? Amen.
Jump in the river, 'cause you're stirring up deep, deep wells.
sorry. When I've just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. When I just sing another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry. Sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where it started. I open up my heart to you. Oh, I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna see. Nothing else.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a need, or it's like a responsibility, but for us as a body today to pray for our nation. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, "My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land." Our land desperately needs to be healed today. We need a touch from heaven, not just for our own hearts, but for the hearts of so many that are hurting. Those on our side, we would say, that are believers, that are hurting because of the loss of a brother and someone just cut at the prime of their life for no reason, but just communicating what he felt was truth. But then we'd be ignorant to think that it's just us on our side who are hurting. There's so many broken people that have lost their way, that don't know the truth, that are caught up in the spin of lies of the enemy. We just need to seek the Lord while he may be found for our nation. So I'm going to start, but I'm going to ask those of you that are praying people would come up and pray after me, and we're just going to take a few moments and just ask God to touch our nation. Lord, we know, Lord, you know the condition of every heart and every life in this nation. You know the condition of your people. You know the conditions of our hearts, Lord. You know where there's crooked ways and bent ways, Lord, and wrong thinking even in us, Lord. And we just ask you to forgive us. Heal our hearts, Lord, from preconceived ideas and anger and resentment. Lord, I pray that you would just touch us, Lord, from heaven, that we would be more like Jesus. Give us the eyes of Jesus. Give us the heart of Jesus. Give us the ears of Jesus. Help us be love, Lord, to this lost and dying nation. Help us be your hands and feet of love, Lord, to this lost and dying nation. Lord, your word says that there's a knowledge of the truth that can come, that can make people free. So, Lord, we pray right now that your truth would be released over our nation, that the lies of the enemy would be exposed by the light of the glorious gospel and by the truth, and that it would make people free. Lord, we pray for freedom, Lord, for hearts that are bound. We pray for freedom, Lord, for lives that are twisted and tied up in knots because of the lies of the enemy. We pray for deliverance, Lord, for those that are bound by legions of demons. Speak for those, Lord, that are brokenhearted, have no direction for their life, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would come in and be the way to them, and be the way for them, that they can finally find a direction for their life, not in some group that just wants to exploit them, Lord, but you, Lord, who wants to give them life and life abundantly. Lord, we just ask you to release your hand of healing over our land. Forgive us, Lord, for anything that we have contributed, Lord, to this atmosphere that we're living in now, whether it's been a lack of speaking up or speaking too much, Lord. Let our words be your words. Jesus, bring healing to our land, Lord. Comfort all those hearts, Lord, especially the family and dear friends, Lord, of Charlie. Lord, pray that you would just comfort them with the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
If I don't know what to pray, but there have been people who have gone before me that did, and so I'm just going to piggyback on that, okay? And this is the King David's song of praise, because despite what darkness happens here, I still want to give God glory, and I still want to remember the character of who he is. Even though the enemy's crying out loud right now and people are scared, I want to remind myself of who Christ is. It says, this is Psalms 103, with my whole heart and with my whole life and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? You've kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease. You've rescued me from hell and saved us and saved our lives. You've crowned us with the love and mercy. You've satisfied our every desire with good things. You've supercharged our lives so that we can soar again and fly like eagles in the sky. You're a God who makes things right, giving justice to the defenseless. You've unveiled to Moses your plans and showed Israel's sons what you could do. Lord, you're so kind and tenderhearted and so patient with your people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. You don't look at us only to find our faults, just so that you can hold a grudge against us. You may discipline us for our many sins, but never as much as we really deserve. Nor do you get even with us for what we've done. Higher than the highest heavens, that's how high your tender mercy extends. Greater than the grandeur of heaven above is the greatness of your loyal love, towering over all who fear you and bow down before you. Father, then from a sunrise to us, or farther than from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children, but that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us, your beloved children, who live in awe of you, Father. You know all about us inside and out. You are mindful that we are made from dust. Our days are so few and our momentary beauty so swiftly fades away. Then all of a sudden we're gone, like grass clippings blown away in a gust of wind, taken away to our appointment with death, leaving nothing to show that we were here. But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other, unbroken, unrelenting toward those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made pauses from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond. You are faithful to all those who follow your ways and keep your word. Yahweh has established his throne in heaven. His kingdom rules the entire universe. So bless the Lord, all his messengers of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word to do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. Amen. So, Father, we just give you all the glory. Lord, we give you all the glory. You are holy, holy, holy. You are righteous and indignant for those you love, God. Father, I thank you that your mercies are new every morning. God, I thank you that you're so tender towards those of us, even when we wrong you. God, your love doesn't make sense to the world because you don't live by its standards, but you're higher than. And Father, I pray that you would give each and every one of us the ability, the tenacity, God, the desire to love like you do. To be bold like you are, God. To be faithful as you are, Lord, regardless as to what our brothers and sisters do, God, that we would be different, that we'd be the salt of the earth, that we would be the light on the top of a hill, God, that there would be hope once again in our nation because we've wakened up to you, God. Lord, I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. You are so wonderful, so matchless. So breathtakingly beautiful. There's not one flaw about you, and I'm so grateful, Father, that you turn your face towards us, giving us peace. In Jesus' name.
Revelations 6, 9 through 11 reads like this. When he opened up the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth?" The earth and avenge our blood. Then each one of them was given a robe, and they were told, "Wait a little longer unto the number of the fellow servants." Charlie, I heard something true. Charlie wasn't murdered. He was martyred. You know, he was slain for standing up to the truth, believing in God. And people don't like that. Nothing, no one before with the big name has ever caused an effect on me like Charlie's death. It hurt so much. You know, I was extremely bothered. Not because he was killed, but the reason behind it. And I'm And my wife asked me the other night, we're having dinner, and I got a little soft. She said, what's wrong? I said, there's a family tonight that's not having any dinner together. And she's like, babe, but he's in a better place. I said, I know that, but it's not about him being gone. It's the reason behind it that's really moving me. So I pray that those who love God, believe God, and stand for righteousness, you know, that the power of the Lord is with us, because heaven has been shaken because of what happened. And I believe that we're going to face more battles. You know, we might not face them personally, but it's going to start happening. So we need to draw nearer to God. At the same time, I had all these visions, and it reminded me of the Passion of the Christ. When people were, because right now we see people laughing and having a joyous time because Charlie's gone. Same thing happened when Jesus was going to get crucified. He was being mocked and made fun of. So I know that Charlie's in a better place than Living Strong for all of us, and he doesn't want us to back down.
Saying, you know, when we got the news, you know, Adam and I, we just got in our living room. I was home with Adam, you know, we just started praying and praying for this nation. Really praying for this nation, you know. It really stirred my heart, and starting to see the situations around here. Like I said, the Bible clearly states we do not battle against flesh and blood. It's all those principalities and those forces. When you take on those establishments of politics and the establishment of religion, you know, those are the two establishments that crucified Jesus Christ, you know. And when you enter that realm, you really have to be spiritually filled, because all attacks come at you financially, spiritually, everything. So Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord Jesus, and pray for all those who have lost their way, Lord Jesus. We pray for those who have lost their identity, Father God, and that they may come back to you, Lord Jesus, and find their identity back to the beginning, to you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you just, that your mercy just be upon them, Lord Jesus. The people that are mocking and laughing, Father God, we pray peace, that their eyes may be open, Father God, that none of them will be lost. We do not seek vengeance, Lord. We seek repentance, Lord Jesus. Soften their hearts, Lord Jesus, for the harvest, Lord Jesus, that's about to come. Heavenly Father, pour out your spirit throughout this nation. Embolden each and every one of us that is here, Father God, whether it be at home or at work or any place, Father God. Our responsibility doesn't just lie here in this church, but at home. We have to remember that. One thing that was really, really on my heart the last couple weeks is home. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas. We know our children are going to go out there. They're going to see what we've experienced, what we've seen. We've been out there. We know what's out there. But it's our responsibility as parents to make sure they have a safe space, a spirit-filled home, a mom and a dad who believe they're walking together in Christ, so they can come home to when they're battling. Adam comes home with all these questions now that he's in the workforce, even more, you know. We've all been there. We all know what the world has to offer. Nothing counterfeit to what God has. That's what's been really burning in my heart. You know, the last lessons, you know, pastor's been teaching, you know. It's for us to grab our own relationship with God. He's like the coach on a football team or on any sports. He could coach us, but we have to pick up the ball. We have to do it. You may say, well, I don't want to preach. I don't want to do this. Start at home. Basic Christianity 101. Pray for your family, pray for your spouse, pray for your husband, wife, children. Basics, like we were just talking about earlier. It starts at home. It always does. It's great when we gather and we can share our testimonies, and there's power in numbers. That's what church is about. We come and rejoice with each and every one of us, because we've been out there all week just battling and battling all the garbage that we hear at work, all the garbage we hear at school, all the places we go. But we have to remember that. be the light of the world. Start at your home. Because our kids are out there. The enemy wants to steal their identity. He wants them to lost. He wants to tear them apart. He wants to kill them. We've all been there. We all know each other's backgrounds. We've all been in the world. We know what it's like. But peace and comfort only comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray for all those people right now that are hurting, all those people that are confused, all those people that are oppressed, because we know we have the truth. We are the miracle. We are the testimony on God, what God has done. He's turned each and every one of our lives around. All of us. You know, Pastor has a great testimony. Herman has a great testimony. We've all heard each other's testimony. Share that. Even just with your kids. I remember I asked my mom and dad, how did you meet God? How were you saved? And it was great, you know, as a little kid. How did you meet God? You know, and those testimonies were great when their parents shared them with me. Grandma and grandpa, share those stories. That's what God called us to be. Be the light of the world. Because the light shines the darkest when the light shines the brightest when it's the darkest.
Yeah.
And we have what the world needs. We have what the world is looking for. It's in our hearts. It's the word of God. It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just wanted to share that with you.
Feel the change coming. More of you and less of me. Transformation by the Spirit in me. Now that I know you, I know there's no one else for me. And you're the one that my soul loves. I feel the change coming. Transformation by the Spirit in me. Now that I know you, and know there's no one else for me. Cause you're the one that my soul loves. Now I find myself more alive than ever. I've laid down my desire. Now this is freedom. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. Every day a little more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours. My new life might be secure. Everything I do, done so I can honor you. Resurrect me, defy me, make me into your image. Praise be to God, praise be to God. A new life I've been dealt. Oh, never look back, no, I can't go back from yours. No, I'll never look back, no, I can't go back from yours. Praise be to God, praise be to God, praise be to God. You save me from myself. Sing it out. Praise be to God, praise be to God. A new life. can't go back, I'm yours. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. Every day a little more like Jesus. And crucify my flesh with yours. My new life might be secured. Everything I do, done so I could honor you. And resurrect me, sanctify me, make me more like you. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. Every day a little more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours. My new life might be secured. Everything I do, done so I could honor you. Resurrect me, sanctify me, make me into your image. Oh, into your image. I wanna look like you, God. Into your image. I wanna love just like you, God. Into your image.
Says in Luke 23:33, and when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. Then in Acts chapter 7, I want us to have kingdom thoughts about everything that's going on. When they heard these things, this is verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. This is Stephen. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen. As he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I believe the kingdom response for what's going on right now is not to look at the other side and, you know, pray for God to destroy them, but to let God's forgiveness and grace come into their life. Without the grace of God, I could be one on the other side right now. I could be one that's cheering the death of Charlie. I know it sounds radical, but it's the truth. It's only the grace of God that lets me stand here right now. It's only his grace that has kept me from going down some road and some path where I might end up doing something of harm to someone else. And I know it's hard. It's not easy. Our whole flesh fights against it. But when they put that young man's picture on the TV screen or my computer screen, my iPad, I think it was, and I saw his face, I just had compassion for him. Like, what happened in his life? What lie, what torturing of his soul got him to the place where he would commit such an atrocity? And he's not the only one. There's so many out there right now. And I don't know how to respond to an entire nation, but I do know each and every one of us, if we'd open our eyes and allow the Lord to touch our hearts, that there's ones out there that are probably just like this young man. Maybe they may not commit the same kind of sin, but they're just tortured and they're tormented. And I'm sure if we could hear them speak, let the enemy that's in them, they would find out there's probably legions of demons that are torturing them. So Lord, I ask right now that you examine all of our hearts, because I'm sure in the coming days there's going to be other things, as was shared, that we're going to face. But Lord, we don't want to face it, God, in our own understanding. We don't want to face it, Lord, with our natural minds, which is so easy. Lord, we want to have the Spirit of the living God, the mind of Christ, the kingdom of heaven that is in us. Give us wisdom at the time and help us speak words of life, not words of death. Help us be people of compassion, not vengeance. Help us, Lord, to see this world through your eyes. And forgive me, Lord, for anything in the past that I've done, thought about what so-called opposition to my faith is. And help me be, as this song says, more like Jesus. Holy Spirit, make us more like Jesus. Yes, crucify our flesh with yours, so that our new life can be secured. One more time here.
Be a little more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours. My new life might be secure. Everything I do, done so I can honor you. And resurrect me, sanctify me, make me into your Holy Spirit. Make me more like Jesus. Every day a little more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours, and my new life might be secure. Everything I do, done so I can honor you. And resurrect me, sanctify me, make me into your image. Into your image, oh. Into your image. Into your image, Jesus.
Laying here in the middle of the floor and just submitting my flesh to the Lord. The hardest prayer to pray is, Jesus, I trust you. And I believe you have all of our best interest at heart. But God, I have kids and grandkids that don't know you. There's such a gulf when one doesn't know the Lord, and you do. There's such a gulf in the middle, but I have not felt that with my grandkids. They're hungry for love, and that's what God is love. It's hard to pray. I trust you knowing that we as people, we as a nation, will never be able to go back. That we have a new road to travel. But we're not alone on that road. God is with us. He has promised to guide our very steps. I saw a painted graffiti that they had put on, I think it's Pacific University over in Seattle, and it said, "Kill all the Charlie Kirks." And my heart just groaned with pain. So, Father, I just pray, God, that what has happened can be used for complete glory to you. I pray, God, that what comes may be hard to bear, but you have promised to be with us. Don't let us be the same from coming into this service not knowing what you're going to do and changing hearts, even if it's just a little, God. Help us to change for your glory, for your message to people, for your heart to be in us. I want to have the Father heart of God. I want that so badly. Oh, Jesus, forgive us. Forgive me. Help me to be who you've called me to be, even in the lives of my kids and my grandkids. Oh, Father, help us to trust you more. Help us to understand that you have our life planned, mapped out. Help us to understand that it may not be an easy road, but it is a road that we all can choose to travel on. And you're right there with us. We're not alone. We are not alone. Excuse me. Charlie. Charlie's sitting on, thank you, baby. Charlie's sitting on that stage. It was not alone. He was not alone. And his family, his beautiful wife and their babies, they're not alone. And they're choosing to trust you, God. Help us to trust you more, God. Help us to crucify our flesh with yours, God. Help us to grow. Someone texted me a message last night, and they're like, you know, what's the difference between charismatic and evangelism? Being charismatic and evangelizing. And I remember in the message that I sent back, the whole reason this is questions that are coming up is because people are wondering if what they're doing is the right thing or the wrong thing. But I believe if all of us submit to God, he's going to be able to work it out for our good. Romans 8:28, all things, the good things and the not so good things, all things are used for our benefit, for our good. And we need to just stop playing church. We need to come with hearts that are ready to change, even though sometimes that's a hard change. we need to want to grow. And sometimes we have growing pains, just like little babies have them as they grow bigger. I would rather feel the pain of growth than be dissatisfied and conform to the world. Help me to grow, God. Help me to bring you honor and glory. Help me to submit to you, God, in the changes that you want to make, not in my outward person, but on the very inside, the depth of my heart. I love you, God. I love you so much. I'm so thankful for the voice of God, as he wants to just communicate to us his love and his power and his safety for us to run into. I'm just praying for all of us, the very doors that we walked in this morning, when we walk back out of them, we won't be like the person that came in, that will be changed. I love you, Lord. Use me, God. Use me.
Into your spirit and your thoughts like a jingle, and you sing that this week. You don't just sing it, but you let those words sink in. The Holy Spirit wants us to be more like Jesus. You know, it's amazing. We quote Romans 8:28, but afterwards it says why all things work together for good, so that we could be conformed to the image of Jesus, the image of his Son, that we get to have, as I've said before, that divine nature, that divine character. That when the world says strike back, our heart says forgive. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We just seal this into the service right now with your presence. Seal on our hearts, Lord, what you've spoken to us today. Help us, Lord, to live tomorrow, Lord, in a new light of your love and more of the truth of who you are and who you've made us to be. I pray that all of us have a little less of the world when we leave today. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Praise God. Thank you, worship team.